As we heard, Pakistani authorities are struggling to provide help and shelter to the millions of people who've been affected by the floods. That's not to say that help isn't available. One welfare organization has stepped into the vacuum left by the government. It's an organization that's been linked to Pakistani militant groups. The BBC's Adam Minot reports from a camp for people displaced by the floods in northwest Pakistan.
Hosna Begum is living in a tattered tent measuring 8 feet by 12 feet with her husband and 10 children, 4 sons and 6 daughters.
I cannot live like this. I lost everything when the flood came. My house is gone. My crops are destroyed. My cattle are dead. I need help.
Hosna Begum is getting some help, a little food and water, and if she or her children need it, medical care. Across the road from the camp, a relief operation was set up immediately after the flood. 300 local volunteers were put to work rescuing trapped villagers, and now they're helping anyone in need. So what is striking is that in the midst of all the chaos immediately following the flood is how well organised this small relief operation here is being carried out. There are queues of people here, 2 queues queuing for medicine. In the last couple of minutes, an ambulance has arrived and they are now preparing to feed 30 or 40 people here on a carpet that's just been laid down. This is relief that is actually happening, relief that is not being done by the government.
From day first, only Falah-e Insaniyat and another organization, they were quite vibrant and active in rescuing people from the deep water, providing them some shelter and food essentials.
Mia Adil is the local head of Falah-e Insaniyat, a welfare group which operates in almost every corner of Pakistan. It is linked very closely to an organisation called Jamaat-ud-Dawah, closely linked to the jihadi group Lashkar-e-Toiba, which carried out the Mumbai attack, suicide bombings and other atrocities. Mia Adil says he has no reason to fear being pursued by the police or security services in Pakistan.
The Court of Justice in Pakistan has proved us fair and absolutely guiltless. So that's how we are here.
Back in the camp, it's hardly surprising that Falah-e Insaniyat and by association Jamaat-ud-Dawah is getting huge support from local people. Mohammed Kamran Khan, homeless and desperate, says he's not concerned by the jihadi links of the group. This is the organisation, virtually the only organisation, that has offered him and his family and friends any help at all.
On ground, you can see they are more vibrant than any other organisation, any other government functionaries. We have no hopes from the government, but these people have truly earned the sympathies of the people.
A highly efficient hearts and minds operation is taking place in the midst of the misery of flood destruction and disease. This is not the active enlisting of future suicide bombers and jihadis, but it is a chillingly effective recruitment exercise.
The BBC's Adam Minot reporting from northwest Pakistan.